Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to welcome you to the June 5th public hearing for the 2023-24 budget. We're delighted to have all of you here in person, as well as those who are on Zoom with us today. Delighted to see so many of you here. We're going to go forward with our meeting, and I'll ask our clerk to do the roll call.
Present.
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 Commissioner Michael White.
Present.
Commissioner Corey Ballard Sr.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, LaShonda. Next thing on our agenda is the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll ask Commissioner Ballard to lead us in both, please.
Let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come first of all to say thank you. Thank you for allowing us to experience another day of life, health, and strength. God, we ask now that you have brought us to this point of the day. We ask that you be in the midst of this meeting, oh God. Lord, touch every heart and mind. God, help us to make good, sound decisions. And God, we just give you the glory in advance for what you're going to do. We ask that you take control of the meeting now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Commissioner Ballard, for that invocation, and thank all of you for joining us in the pledge. Well, most of you have a copy of our agenda in front of you. We're going to follow that agenda very closely. The next thing on our agenda is going to be the budget highlight summary, which is going to be delivered by our county manager. But before he comes forward to do that, I want to just, first of all, give you some ground rules about our meeting today and what we're going to try to do. First of all, this is a public hearing. It's required under statute. When we produce a budget recommendation, we then have to take that budget recommendation to the public to be able to show you what we are recommending, why we are recommending what we are recommending, and so that you understand exactly what we have, the process has worked. But the second part of that is to hear from you, the citizens. This is your money. We're spending your money. All of us are taxpayers too. So we want to be able to hear from you, hear your concerns, answer any questions that you might have. And we'll take those things under advisement. We'll try to answer any specific questions that you pose to us. But we're going to hear you, and we want to do that respectfully. We're going to ask you to do the very, very same, to be very respectful in terms of your comments and how you, you know, present yourself and your inquiry. We're also going to allow citizens who are on the phone, on Zoom, to be able to ask their questions as well. So let me tell you how we're going to do that in terms of questions. Mitch Cooper has a sign-up sheet back in the back. All of you know Mitch. So if you would like to speak during this budget presentation, which is after the county manager presents, you need to put your name on the sign-up sheet, right? So after the county manager presents, I will still come back to you and open up again for you to put your name on the sheet, because we're only going to allow those who request and put their name on and actually to speak. That is the same thing of those on Zoom. They'll be able to raise their hand. We'll be able to recognize them. Our clerk is going to be able to do that. And we will bring them in to ask questions as well. Okay? So we're going to be here to try to answer every question, hear every comment that you pose to us. That is the purpose for this meeting. That's the purpose. Okay. So see if I missed anything else. Yes, when you do get a chance to speak, we're going to limit, as we always do, those who come to a lot of our meetings, you will have 3 minutes in order to speak. Our attorney will keep in track of that minute. And, you know, we won't cut you off right in the middle of a sentence, but we expect you to, when he raises your hand or notifies you, to try to bring it to a conclusion. 3 minutes for everyone who's put their name on the list. Now, if you're on the list and somebody comes before you and asks the same question that you were planning to ask, well, if you don't need to ask it, you can just forego that. But if your name is on the list, you will get an opportunity to speak to us. Pretty clear? Sounds pretty straightforward, right? Okay. I think that's about it. County Manager, I'll turn it over to you.
Board of Commissioners, Bertie County staff, Bertie County citizens and taxpayers, good evening.
Good.
Thank you all for being here, for your concern, for your interest, and your input regarding the fiscal year 23-24 county budget. On May 22nd, I presented a budget and budget message to the Bertie County Board of Commissioners. On May 31st, the Board of Commissioners reviewed that budget and since made a few changes. And at this time, I will provide some highlights of the budget recommended to the commissioners, and I'll also provide an overview of the changes they made to that budget. Okay, to get started, the proposed general fund budget is $25,337,710, which is approximately $1 million more than the current year's budget. There is no proposed increase in the ad valorem property tax rate, which all Bertie County property owners must pay, and that is 86.5 cents. That has been the tax rate since fiscal year 2019-2020, which means the end of this current fiscal year will make 4 years since there has been an increase on the property tax rate. If the Board of Commissioners approve keeping this tax rate at 86.5 cents for the upcoming fiscal year, then fiscal year 23-24 will make 5 years since there has been an increase to the property tax rate. However, an additional tax is proposed and recommended for the Bertie County Fire Protection Service District. The purpose of this district and tax is to be the primary funding structure for fire protection service delivery system within the unincorporated areas of Bertie County, as well as the municipalities that have also agreed to be a part of this district. Those municipalities include Askewville, Orlando, Coleraine, Kelford, Lewiston Woodville, Powellsville, and Roxville. The proposed tax rate for this district is 3.762 cents. A little bit over 3.5 cents, not quite four. It's 3.762 cents, which generates enough to maintain the current level of funding historically provided to fire departments from the general fund budget of $30,000 per fire department. Because Windsor is the only municipality that did not agree to become a part of this district, a general fund appropriation will be provided to represent the 43% of the tax base within the town of Windsor. That simply means only the areas in the tax district will receive funds generated by the tax district. A public hearing will be held on June 20th at 6 o'clock p.m. for the establishment of the Bertie County Fire Protection Service District. Next, there are a number of capital purchases in the proposed general fund budget. Some of these purchases include emergency vehicles for EMS, power load stretcher system for EMS, air compressor for fire departments, which will be one housed in Windsor, servers for sheriff's office and information technology, maintenance to various county buildings, the ATV, and more for parks and rec. Next, the proposed budget also includes appropriations to Bertie County Public School System, Martin Community College, Ronald Chowan Community College, Bertie Martin Regional Jail, and a number of other nonprofit organizations and agencies. There were no recommended changes in this portion of the budget referred to as special appropriations. The last item that I will highlight as included in the proposed budget is one of the biggest components of the recommended budget and is an increase to the general Bertie County salary schedule. Bertie County has three salary schedules, one for EMS and NET, one for the sheriff's office, including the sheriff and deputies, and all other employees are included on what I refer to as the general Bertie County salary schedule. Because the sheriff's salary schedule was last updated in 2019, when deputy pay was increased to $40,000 for certified deputies, and the EMS and NET schedule was updated in 2019 and in late 2021, it was a priority for me to increase salaries on the general schedule in efforts of retaining and recruiting employees. The schedule that I'm referring to was last updated long before 2019. It has been at least 10 years and possibly 15 to 20. Def and I are still reviewing records to confirm the exact date and time of this schedule was last increased, to be very honest and transparent. While all employees are and all department heads and offices are needed and valued, our current schedule allows employees to make less than $20,000. But the proposed schedule allows employees to make no less than $21,450, which is equivalent to $11 per hour. Because the lowest grade has been increased to $11 per hour, every other grade on the scale has been increased, which means every employee's salary on this particular schedule was considered for an increase. The first step in determining which employees were eligible was to ensure that no employee made less than the minimum for their respective grade on the new schedule. To alleviate compression, the second step was to consider the number of years each employee has served in their current position. For instance, if an employee has been in their position for 15 years, it would be expected for him or her to be at least at the midpoint. After developing 30 steps for each of the new grades, we ensured employees were on the appropriate or higher step based on the number of years in their current position. If employees are already on the appropriate step, based on years in current position, they were not eligible for an increase. So out of 116 employees on this scale, 73, which is 63%, are slated to receive increases and 43 were not. This increase to the salary schedule cost the county approximately $300,000. For that reason, unfortunately, no cost of living increase is included in the proposed budget. Before I share the changes that the commissioners have made to the proposed budget, I'd like to share my proposed plan for the remaining funds received from the American Rescue Act plan, which we refer to as ARPA. And that budget included three different appropriations: $160,000 for an emergency vehicle in EMS, tax computer upgrades for $7,500, and elections computer upgrades for approximately $17,000. Okay. Now, at this time, I will discuss the changes that the board proposed to the proposed budget. So the Board of Commissioners made three changes to the proposed budget, which included eliminating the appropriation of $4,000 to Highway 1764 Association and the appropriation of $750 to the JROTC Military Ball, because from our understanding, that program is no longer active at this particular time. So that amount of $4,750 has been requested by the board to be transferred to the travel line item of the county administration budget. The other change was to provide a $500 bonus to the 43 employees on that particular schedule that I mentioned that were not eligible to receive a salary adjustment based on the recommended adjustment to the salary schedule. That amount of $21,500 will be included in the ARPA budget in addition to the three items that I included. And Chairman, that concludes my budget highlight.
Great. Thank you, Juan. Again, I want to say that if you are interested in speaking, please make sure that you put your name on the speaker's list. And all those on the phone on Zoom, please raise your hand so our clerk can know that you are planning to speak. Again, this is important because we want to listen to every citizen who wants to speak, but we have to be able to have some kind of way of honing it in. So Mitch has the list. We'll give you a few more minutes to think about it. If you've heard the summary from the county manager, you've got any burning questions about that or comments to make, this meeting is for you, for us to present what we just did, for you to ask questions about it, make comments about it, to make sure you understand how we have proposed to spend the tax dollars. Okay? Want to be clear. I'll give it a few more minutes. So I'll make a couple of comments while we're still waiting. Mitch is there. The county manager mentioned that we are actually approximately $1 million more into this year's budget. How do we do that? We had a pretty good year in terms of sales tax, okay, but also our collections of taxes, ad valorem taxes, went up a tick. So that allowed us to have an additional approximately $1 million to the budget. And he also mentioned that If approved as we have proposed, this will be the fifth year without a tax increase to our citizens from ad valorem. I know the last time I was chair of the board, we actually cut taxes back within that same period of time. So if you look around you, I can't think of a single county anywhere in near us that has gone 5 years without an ad valorem tax increase. We try to do that. It's tough times. We know that's tough times for us in terms of what we do because inflation, higher costs coming out of COVID, you name it, right? But we are trying to make sure that we spend your monies as wisely as we can. I know a lot of concern about the fact that we were not able to give everybody an increase. It was important that the county manager inform everyone that we have three different salary scales. EMS, the last two increases were 21, end of 2021, and also 2019, and the Sheriff Department in 2019. The general schedule, which most people who work for the county are in, we know as far back as 2007 has not had an increase in their scale, 2007. So here was our priorities. How do we and where do we spend any monies that we had for increases? Quite frankly, we looked at those who were the lowest paid employees, those who were making, in essence, less than $11 an hour. Now, that does not mean that they are hourly employees. We took their salary, determined by the number of hours they were, and if they were making less than $11 an hour, we raised them to the minimum. And when you raise other people to the minimum, those who are just above, to get rid of that compression, we continued that increase up the line. Not everybody received. We had 73 out of 116 employees, 63%, received an increase. Those others who did not, because they were already above the minimum or at the right place in their salary grade based on their length of service, we decided to also give a $500 bonus. But again, we focused on this segment of the employment base because they had not had a schedule change since at least 2007. That's important to understand, okay? So that, Mitch, do we have any others? Last call. I'll turn it over to Mitch, if you would give that to LaShonda. She has it already? Okay. So at this time, ladies and gentlemen, LaShonda, if you will, in a minute, call the first person's name. If you would come to the podium, we asked you to give your name, to give your address here in the county. You live outside of the county, but you're a taxpayer here. That's all well and good, too. But you will limit your comments to 3 minutes. Again, if you have specific questions for us, we're going to do our best to answer the question. But if you just comment or want to make a statement, that's fine, too. We're going to listen very respectfully to what you say. No budget has been approved. We have proposed a budget to you. Listen to your comments. We plan to hopefully be able to confirm and pass that budget on the 20th at our next meeting. With that, LaShonda.
Thank you, and I'm sure the House has been addressed. Thank you for allowing me to speak today. The scripture says that we can sometimes show favoritism, have faith without works. We're a Christian community, and I would like to see you take care of those who are hungry, who need, you know, the basic things. And instead of using statistics and things to justify why you're doing it, take care of those who need and use statistics to do that instead. In other words, we can do what we want to do if we want to do it. If you want to make everyone in here feel better, eat tonight, safe, you know, let's do that first. And after we do that, Make it legal, make it right. And I promise you that God will help us take care of the rest of the things that we're doing. Because a happy community of people who's together, loving each other, supporting each other. And you were all elected to do that. And I just know you're going to do what's best for us. And when you do what's best for us, these other things, we need computers. We need all of these other things. But if I'm hungry, if I'm scared, I don't have safety in my house, the things that I need at the bottom level of my security, then giving me a computer or giving me these other things, not gonna matter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening.
First of all, thank you for allowing us to come and talk with you. And I beg everybody to please be civil at all times. We're all ladies and gentlemen. We need to act like it. So if I offend somebody, get over it. We're all grown. We're used to it. Y'all thought I was going to be nice the whole time, right? I am here on behalf of a number of people, a number of groups. Y'all know that I am from first responder. From 1979, I was an EMT, and I'm teaching EMS. I've done the police, I've done the court system, done a little bit of all of that. So I'm with these guys. I would not be doing them justice if I didn't speak on their behalf, and that's why I'm here. I've had a number of groups to call me and ask me, well, look, I don't care what you got to do. They live, say, I don't care who you make mad, go do something. Well, I'm not here to make nobody mad. But I am here. Can I approach and pass the stuff?
Yeah, absolutely.
I want to start out with our law enforcement, because most of y'all know that is our first enforcement. But I looked up the salaries for our law enforcement. In Bertie County, our sheriff's deputies start out at $40,000 a year. May sound like a lot, but when you're getting shot at, you're missing all your holidays. You're doing what you got to do to take care of people and keep us safe. That's nothing. I wouldn't work for that, honestly. But I was looking at the local departments. One's a police department. Sheriff's department starts at $42,000. One's a police department starts at $42,500. Hoskin Police Department is $45,300. Hertford County Sheriff's Office is $41,000. Edenton Police Department is $41,000. Northampton County Sheriff's Department is $45,000. Of course, the hospital, $55,000 right off the top, and then they get the shift premium, the differential pay. Most of them are starting out at $65,000 a year. If you look at some other groups, Greenville Police Department's $50,000, Rocky Mountain $60,000. We don't have the tax base. I understand that. Highway Patrol's at $70,000 after 5 years. Our sheriff's department is starting at $40,000. That is ridiculous. I bet nobody in this room, except for these fine people, go out there for $40,000 a year and hope they can get home to see their mama and their wife and their children. I wouldn't, and I was a policeman for 10 years. It would not happen. We need to take care of these guys. They take care of us. If I get fast, I'm trying to be an auctioneer because I got some more paperwork for y'all. I am sure y'all have probably seen most of these numbers. Okay, if anybody would like to see what I just passed them, I'd be more than happy to show it to you. Got outside. If anybody wants a flash drive with it on, I've got that as well. I apologize. I thought I was a better auctioneer than this. Thank you for listening. I would appreciate it if y'all would look at those numbers. Our EMS keep us safe and take care of us. I've done it for 44 and a half years, and 3 years ago, I laid down and couldn't breathe. If it hadn't been for these people to take care of me, the doctor said I'd been dead in 30 more minutes. And we're giving them pennies. That is ridiculous. We need to figure out a better way. Thank y'all.
Mr. Chairman and Board of Commissioners, thank you for this opportunity. I'd also would like to thank the Sheriff's Department and EMS and all the services who serve the county so well. My name is Patricia Ferguson, founder and president of Equity Films. September 18, 2023 represents a milestone in Bertie County. A Pecan Pickling Short Film Festival debuts. The mission of Equity Films is to launch an economic development strategy where non-traditional storytellers partner with individuals, organizations, and institutions to unlock potential, create opportunities, and build stronger futures through our region, and to spark the creation and expansion of ancillary services and businesses in support of the film festival. I presented to all of you a proposal to support Project SWIFT, Students Work in Film Today. Although not in the proposed budget, I appeal to you once again for your consideration. And Mr. Chairman, I did reach out, as you recommended, to the Mideast Commission. Equity Films will help create workforce development opportunities in the film industry locally, right here in Bertie County and surrounding counties. With support from the Bertie County Commissioners, SWIFT students will work on a film set in northeastern North Carolina, learning as they support the professional crafting of new films. The reason I'm bringing this up today is because I got an opportunity to look at your budget pretty closely. And in the budget, I'm used to seeing themes that run parallel to the funding stream. And I did not see any funding in the budget or proposed in the future that dealt directly with kids and their families in terms of building a culture of kids who are doing, of course, amazing things. And I was just wondering if the commissioners have in mind some activities or things for kids in support of that, or if you're supporting any organizations who are making sure that those opportunities are available for our kids. Thank you.
Great, thank you, Ms. Ferguson. Now, Ms. Ferguson, you did ask a very specific question, and we always want to try to address very specific questions, right? So the question was that when you look at the budget for, quote, recreation, the larger amount, where is the funding for kids and programs that we're running, right? And I think if you look a little bit closer, there are several places. First of all, we still fund virtually every program that we always have for sports and recreation, baseball, soccer, football, the works, right? We do it in two different ways.
We do it in conjunction
with, you know, Jess County funds. We also do it in combination with the YMCA and others as well. But there's also a lot of funds in what you know as JCPC that addresses a lot of the juvenile crime protection kind of things from, you know, teen court and all those kinds of things and other kinds of programs, right? So if you take a real good look, and we're also adding to the recreation staff so that they will have additional resources and responsibilities in their budget to do things. So I think it's there, but we can talk to you a little bit more about any of those specific things. And I think we have a great recreation department. We also have funds in the budget to build a brand new basketball court out at our recreation complex. Not just a concrete basketball court, but a very, very nice one, composite surface, bleachers, the whole works. Citizens have been asking for that for a very long time, right? And I want to say another thing. We talk about things like food and security and things on our kids. Went to a meeting several years ago, and Bertie County had one of the highest rate of food insecurity for school-age kids. So we started a program called Youth Bertie, and we feed 253 kids, the most food insecure kids in our schools, every single week. In the last 8 years, we fed 51,000 meals to kids. 3 months of the year, in the summer, we raised over $48,000 to be able to do that directly to the most food insecure kids. It's made a big, big difference in hunger rates in this county. If you go out to what used to be the old Southwestern High School, a program that we convinced to come to Bertie County, who's gonna already fund Carolina Rebuilders Ministry, it's the name of it, headed by David Peel, who used to run Avoca Farms, and funded by the Duke Endowment, several other major nonprofits, to repair homes for citizens in Bertie County who need it free of charge. And we are scheduled this year to do 100 plus homes at no expense to the citizen. You go out to Southwestern today, this weekend, you'll see more than 50 people who are from all over the country with all kinds of skills who are coming out. They do not just little repairs. They put roofs in, they do flooring, they put underpinning in houses, you name it. Free to the citizens of this county. We've tried to be smart about it. When you're a county that has limited resources, understand that in the last 10 years, Bertie County has lost more residents than any county in the state of North Carolina. 16.3% of our population. But at the same time, listen to this fact. There are more people who work in Bertie but don't live in Bertie than any other county in this region. Why? Because we don't have a lot of adequate housing for everybody who, you know, industry comes in. Where do you live? There's no apartment complexes, anything like that, right? A trailer or rental home. That's great. But look at the counties around us. They have a lot of housing to so keep their best and brightest and people in the county. That's one of our biggest priorities. We just signed the contract to build the first housing complex in Bertie County. It's going to be for teachers, state, local, county employees. That's who we're going to focus on. Took 4 years to do it, but we didn't do it with a lot of money out of our budget because we didn't have it to do it. We had to go out and get grants for 4 years to be able to do it. Almost $4.5 million raised. Golden Leaf, State Employees Credit Union Foundation, Department of Public Instruction. So we aren't, you know, numb to the fact of what our needs are, but we have a limited resource and we try to stretch those as far as we can to do the very best things that we can do. Safety is important. Food is important. Children are important. Take a good look at our budget. That's what we're spending the money on. It's just that we don't have enough. I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
I think I've got maybe about 30 seconds.
Yes,
Mr. Chairman. Sure, just sir. I would love it. That's okay. I guess what I'm missing is a comprehensive vision on where the county is going in terms of families and children. And I don't get a sense of a comprehensive, but a fragmented vision. So I appreciate wherever you guys, you know, find an opportunity to provide support would be great. And I also, because I've sat where you've sat, the gentlemen here who have talked about their needs, I'm sure that all of you will go back and look and do the very best you can, because I've always been a strong supporter of making sure that they have what they really need. And I appreciate you listening very closely, and I know you will. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Hey, my name is Jeremy Jones. I'm a paramedic captain of Bertie County EMS. We just wanted to make a statement from the whole department. As first responders, we put our lives on the line every day for this county. When we were hit by the hurricane, we were out in the storm rescuing and recovering people. We initiated, maintained, and made sure there was housing for those affected by the storm. We responded to and answered every call from every one of them, along with responding to the other calls that came out in the county. When COVID hit, our jobs didn't stop. We didn't have the luxury to work from home or be locked in and away from the public. We set up clinics to help stop the spread of the virus for Bertie and surrounding counties. We even lost a coworker due to the exposure of COVID. Even when you are at home sleeping, we are the ones who respond to those calls, from being picked up off the floor, a stub toe, a car accident, to an overdose, someone who's been shot, or even not breathing and not responding. We also transport those who are bedbound that need to go to their doctor's appointments, hospital to hospital, and dialysis treatments. I'm sure that we have responded to some of you and or your families. When you dial those three numbers, 911, when you were in the darkest hours of your life, you expect the best people to come and care for you. If you want that, you should consider us and what we need to provide for our families. We strive to provide the best services to the citizens of Bertie County, and we feel we have been slighted with the budget for this upcoming year. Our emergency services director has proposed a budget not only to assist us with pay, but also incentives for retention. We are already down 11 employees and counting. Across the board, we are exhausting those who are willing to put the time in so that we can maintain and continue to provide the services needed for the county. The thought of not being given anything makes us feel that we are not cared about or appreciated.
Mevin Ratko Sr.
I think I got a comment. You were saying that our money with our taxes pay them, right? So our taxes pay y'all too, right? So if I'm home and I need one of these guys and all of them done walked off the job, what am I to do? Or if I'm home, if I get sick and one of these guys get a call, my son called one of these guys and they he tell me, he's like, oh, Dad, ain't no EMS, so what am I to do? So my thing is if we pay y'all taxes, we pay their taxes. You get a raise, why can't they get a raise too? That's all I have to say.
No, things that will raise, you know.
I promised that if a specific question was asked, that we would try to answer the specific question. And Mr. Rasko asked a very specific question. He asked a question about commissioners and their pay. Commissioners have never had an increase in pay. Not once, not ever, in the last 11 years that I've been on the commissioner and prior to that. In fact, I can tell you this, to serve as a commissioner is gonna cost you money. You're not gonna make anybody being a commissioner. However, let me say this. We're citizens too. I respect law enforcement. I respect EMTs. That's why we tried to give them increases over the last few years to try to stay competitive at the expense of regular file county employees who haven't had a scale increase since 2008. So this year, we had to try to make an adjustment for them, not because we don't value what the sheriff department has done or EMTs have done, nothing like that. Look at the commitment we've made over the last few years, making sure that we have all of the equipment, making sure that we built a new facility, making sure that when we had the money to give, they came first. They came first every time. But we could not do it this year because to have employees making less than $11 an hour was not something that we could continue to tolerate. So we had to make that adjustment. I can promise you this, we will continue to look and work, to try to find resources, as we always have, to keep pay competitive and to do all we can. We're citizens too. We appreciate what every single man and woman in here that is presented today. We care about you. We're gonna do the very best we can. So we hear you. That's another point I wanted to make. So but we need to hear this. So thank you.
Sheriff Tyrone Rutherford.
Good afternoon, commissioners, and good afternoon, citizens of Bertie County. I stand today as the elected sheriff of Bertie County, and I stand also as a citizen of Bertie County. After hearing the county manager's budget proposal last week, I felt that it was a need to stand on behalf of these brave men and women that you see here today. And the reason why I'm standing is because, as you have heard, all of our surrounding counties, sheriff's office and police police departments are receiving anywhere from a 2% raise to a 10% raise, and the brave men and women of the Bertie County Sheriff's Office is receiving nothing. If you don't think that these employees will leave to go to another county, let our salary get behind $2,000 and the employees will go. Bertie County have had too much going on this year for any deputy of the sheriff's office that you see standing on side this wall to leave Bertie County for a competitive salary. The men and women here, and some may not be here, have to leave their family not knowing if they will return back. And for the work that they have done for the past 6 months, I do believe in some type of way we can find a financial increase to show these men and these women their appreciation. For these deputies, if these deputies begin to leave, the work must go on, but look at the value that we are losing. While you may be legally correct in not giving a raise, think about everyone that it's affecting. It affects our school system, it affects our courts, it affects the families, and it also affects the citizens, as you have heard many say. In 2019, the starting salaries for deputies were raised to $40,000. That was to hire and retain officers. To get deputies to $40,000, several positions in the sheriff's office was frozen to make it happen, which means that money was taken from the sheriff's office budget to make it happen. When the starting salaries were increased, the compression of the sheriff's deputies wasn't fixed as we're doing for them today, which leads to have deputies that have 5 years of experience being paid the same thing as some of the deputies that's been working 1 year. I have addressed this, but these are the things that kills the morale and the value of valuable employees. The Bertie County Sheriff's Office have taken 429 incident reports since January. We have made 201 arrests. We have served 493 civil papers. We have served 888 criminal papers. And that's not including the calls of service that we have responded to. Commissioners, on top of the budget cut that we have seen this year, the sheriff's office also did not see a raise. I would ask that you would consider a financial increase for the brave men and women of the Bertie County Sheriff's Office and our EMS staff to retain them to protect and serve the citizens of Bertie County. Thank you for all that you do.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Wow. I came today to ask that we get the county's support on the annual Juneteenth celebration. There's several businesses and organizations throughout the county that are supporting. We will ask that you guys find somewhere in the budget to make it an annual thing that you support the Juneteenth celebration. And also, I noticed on the budget that there was an increase in the Veterans Service Office. I'm asking that if it's possible, you can initiate a line item so that the veterans can be able to, first of all, there's over 200 veterans in Bertie County. Right now, there needs to be a way to have the Veterans Service Office mail things to them that no events is going on. First of all, last year we started a Veterans Breakfast. We did it once a quarter. At that time, there was some people that donated their personal money, and the American Veterans Post 103, well, we donated the rest to keep that breakfast going. It has now stopped. And that's something that the veterans need to know, that the county is supporting them, right? 2 years ago, we had a veterans event where We cooked hot dogs and hamburgers for all the veterans. Over 100 people came through and ate that day. Again, there was no financial support from the Veterans Service Office because they didn't have the funds for that. So I'm asking if you can initiate a line item in the Veterans Support Office budget to support that. It'll be greatly appreciated.
Thank you, Chief. Thank you. We heard that specific comment. To make a note of that. Let me say this. You know, Chief came before us at our last meeting and, you know, asked for a donation to support Juneteenth. And as we explained, you know, from longstanding, we have a list of quote nonprofits that we do give contribution to, a very varied count, all kind of organizations across the county. But we froze those a few years back, 4 or 5 years back, that we froze those. And we agreed that we would reconsider those into this budget. But we did more than that. So, you know, the interest of the commissioners. Several of us said, even though we could not do that through the county funds this year, we donated specifically out of our own pockets to support Juneteenth to a contribution. As you know, Randy, a lot of us will continue to do that. We understand the importance of it, and we want to make sure that it's successful. We're going to continue to do that. But that's a great comment about the Veterans Services. So we'll take another look at that. Thanks.
Timothy Bates, Moore Jr.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
A few months ago, I noticed that members of the Sheriff Department were talking with members of the Windsor Police Department. And I had not seen that in years. Shortly thereafter, I noticed they were working traffic accidents with the lights waiting for our state trooper to get there. I hadn't seen that in years. Then, you know, Burke T. County is a great line. I understand they were making drug arrests.
Correct.
I hadn't heard a lot of that from the county in years and years. Then a couple of weeks ago, I hear, maybe so, maybe not, 5 deputies gonna leave. And I said, why? Better pay other counties. And this I was not going to say, but I must say, we do non-emergency transport. Our base starting pay salary range from $36,500 to $49,000, non-emergency. What are you going to do for these people? Okay. Now, aside from that, as I begin to look a little deeper, I understand, and I could be wrong, the Sheriff Department's losing $144,000 taken away from their budget. And maybe some a little signs of micromanaging said this person goes over here, this person goes there. I don't know. But with everything that's going on in the United States and Burke T. County as well, we can't afford to lose anybody for any reason. And I would challenge you to listen to all of these people. I have grandchildren, children, as all these people do, I'm sure. We want them to rest at night. And again, it just so happened I know of some things are being worked as in drugs and currently that have not been done in the past. And now if money is being taken away from the Sheriff's Department, I wonder who's helping the drug dealers. I don't know. So we got a sheriff here that was elected above through the outstanding odds. It wasn't a miracle, but it was the fact that people throughout this county said, we want to change. It wasn't black people. It wasn't just white people. It was all the people. That sends a strong message in my mind. And you all should consider that. And before I sit down, I will remind you one thing. He won against all odds. Ask yourself why. Well, this is one thing. And if this budget's been decreased, which it should be increased, I'm not a minister, but somewhere in the Bible, I was told, it says, it is better that a man have a millstone tied around his neck and dropped in the sea than to mess with a child of God.
Tim, before you go, and ladies and gentlemen, I want to make sure, because I've heard a comment several times now that the sheriff's department budget has been cut. That's not correct. Even when we gave increases back on 19 and 21, what we did was we had positions in the sheriff's department that had not been filled. I've been a commissioner for 11 years. We have never had every position in the budget filled, bodies filled the position, but the money was still there. So rather than just leave the money there unspent, that's the money that helped us give those increases to the department. Even today, there are open positions in the sheriff's department. We have not cut, we have added to resources. If you don't believe it, take a look at the vehicles that we've made available. Take a look at the other money that we've been spent. But no one has cut the sheriff's department. Let's be honest and straightforward about that, okay? And when the money that we did take out were positions that had not been filled so that we could give those increases that we gave. Those are the facts. Again, I wanted to make it clear that we understand what's being asked. It's not falling on deaf ears. It's not falling on deaf ears. Our job is to say, how do we do it within the monies that we have? We have a balanced budget every year. The law requires it. So if we take $1 and give to our clerk, we have to take that $1 from someone else, from some other department, some other salary, some other benefit. We don't have a machine back in the back to print money. Every dollar we raise, we have to take it from someplace else to have a balanced budget. Some people say, well, you have a fund balance, take it from your fund balance. Our fund balance right now is one of the lowest in this region. We are under the state supervision on our fund balance because it's less than the required 8%. Why is it less than that? Because we spent that money doing raises and spending it where we can because our tax dollars have been decreasing because our population has been decreasing. That's the reality of it. So I understand the concern. I'm like you. I want law enforcement. I want to be able to give more to EMTs, and we're going to continue to work and try to do it. But I want you to understand the reality of what it takes to do that, right? So, I mean, if that takes more tax dollars to our citizens in order to do it, one penny raises how much? One is that?
$140,000.
So we can do that. We can add additional taxes to pay for it. And the room, we do that. When we've done that in the past, this room is packed. Citizens say, why are you doing that? Cut it someplace else. So we can't do both. We're trying our best to balance and to do it in the right way. I hope it makes sense to you what we've done in the past few years to try to keep these important men and women working for us and to be competitive. We've done that at the expense of many other employees in this county who are making less than $11 an hour. It's all we tried to do this year to make sure that we wanted to keep them as well. So, LaShawn.
JP,
Good evening, Chairman.
Good evening.
Commissioners, County Manager, I know each of you individually. We thank you for the jobs that you do. Some have spoken already. Now, about the taxes, I won't mind speaking for myself now. If you raise this tax one penny every year, I won't mind. I say that, say this. I served in the United States Marine Corps during the Vietnam era. And any time I listen to salaries have been not been cut for the police department or the sheriff's department, but when anyone was transferred over to a combat zone, they received hazardous duty pay. If anyone deserves that, it's our men and women in uniform. Please consider. Thank you. By the way, I live in Bertie County, but my physical address is a Husky.
That's all right.
Good evening, commissioners and everybody in the building. Thank you for allowing us to come and speak today. I stand in support of the men and women in uniform and to the EMS services. I don't come to say that you did anything wrong with the budget or that you did not do the best that you can. But I do come to say that I hope that we can find some way to do better than what we're doing for each department. The Sheriff's Department as a whole, I would say they have been very, very visible over these last few months. They have had to work very hard over these last few months. I work with the children here in Bertie County, and I'm sure that I'm not alone in saying that they're cut from a different cloth now. And if we ever needed law enforcement before, we sure do need it now. My family just went through a heroic experience, and without the Bertie County law enforcement and without the Bertie County EMS, I don't know where we would have been. They not only responded on that night, but they have been visible and they have been compassionate to us ever since, not just by the telephone, but by coming to see about us, by updating us, by calling us, by stopping by. When they see us at large, they still recognize our faces, which lets me know that it just wasn't a crime scene, but they cared about the people whom they were serving. I would like to also say that even one evening, I was on my way home and my windshield wipers stopped working. I did not know what to do. I picked up the phone, and it was only a few minutes before the captain showed up to guide me home through the rain and through the storm, and I made it home safely. Their jobs are to protect and to serve. So they also serve us. And then the other thing about them being visible is when they're visible, it's another thought to people who would commit crimes. They think a little bit differently because our law enforcement, they're visible, they're reachable, they're touchable, and we can also talk to them. I commend them for the job that they have done thus far. Even the emergency services, the way that they respond and the time frame in which they respond, we couldn't ask for a better team than what we have here in Bertie County. And as Bishop Watford spoke, I'm one, if you had to raise the taxes 2 cents, so what if it'll save, you know, our officers? And I think that we have some of the best officers in the state of North Carolina. And they have risked their lives for all of us, and we all love our families. And just as I want my husband to return home every day, I'm sure that these wives want their husbands to return every day. The husbands want their wives to return every day. Children want their mothers and fathers to return every day. So if 2 cents is what it takes, I understand you working with what you have. So if this room is full because we had a 1 cent increase, 2 cent increase, you know, so what? We really can't have it both ways, but I would rather have it this way. And I don't want to see not one of them leave. I am very proud of the departments that we have here in the county, and I am so pleased with the concern that they have for the citizens here. And I thank you for the job that you have done and for listening and to put forth an effort to make it better if you can. So thank you very much.
Good evening,
everyone. I live in Coleraine and I work at Bertie County Sheriff's Office on the administration side, but still, Sheriff's Office, these are all my family, EMS and deputies, we all family. I've been on this road since I was dispatching. I think it's ridiculous. I guess that's the best way for it, this salary that was proposed. I feel like we go through all this training, not only administration, but EMS and deputies, we take all these trainings, we do all these certifications, we get our degrees in criminal justice and so forth, and we don't even have nothing to show for it. We don't even make, I think it's ridiculous that somebody who's been with the county 12 years don't even make $30,000, making $24,000. That's sick. I think that's ridiculous. It's sick. Even moving them up to 26 and 27 don't speak for that 12 years. Now, and I'm just speaking on them. But now I'm going to speak on me. I've been with this county not 12 years, not 10 years, but I know what I bring to the table. And I know it's worth $30,000 or more. And I don't even make that, which is crazy. It's crazy for not just me, but anybody working for the county, because I know how hard we all work. Maintenance, too. I speak on maintenance. I speak on every department because I see them. I believe that y'all looking at statistics and what's on paper. But half of the people can't even do what we do. If y'all was doing what we do, y'all would not come to work. Especially, and I have to say, especially making debt, you would call out every day. You wouldn't dare come because it's an embarrassment. People hear that you work for the county, and oh, yes, you work for the county, you make a lot of money. No, we don't. You would be surprised. And just like I know the public is surprised that somebody 12 years got the nerve to be making $24,000 because it don't make sense and it's a disgrace. That's all I got to say.
I believe it's just a security alarm. I don't think there's any reason for us to be. It's not just an alarm. Okay. Right. Correct. That's what I'm saying. No. We're not in any danger at this time.
Not in any danger. Thank you. Mr. Williams?
How's everyone?
Doing good, sir.
All right. My name is Monrell Williams. I work with the maintenance department under Anthony Rasko. I didn't put my name on the paper at first, but listening to some of the comments, it seems like it's just geared towards two departments. Which are great departments, EMS and Sheriff's Department. They do a lot for the community. But as a maintenance worker in the maintenance department, we're here before anyone else is. And we make sure that the buildings are up and ready to roll. It's a lot to clean up, to make sure everything is in good standing for when other workers come into the buildings to do their daily jobs. It really sucks to have to come and do this, which is kind of like pleading and asking, somewhat begging for, I guess, just insight into our lives while we're here at work and even after. This is a poor county. And everyone that lives in this county knows that the poverty line, a lot of us don't even stand over the poverty line. I myself, even working with the county, am about $100 to $200 above the poverty line. So any resources or anything that I could try to get, $100 and $200 stop me from getting those resources to better myself. It really sucks because you see people which maybe they deserve what they get paid. A lot of times, some of us think they should not get that. But those that make over $60,000, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, how about those people who do the job I do at my pay? Do their job at my pay and let me do my job at their pay and see how, you know, that will work. Because as Kena said, when she is telling the truth, she worked in dispatch. She's at a sheriff's office. She worked also in the maintenance department. So what she said is definitely is truth. So a few more people in here that I seen works in social services. They have a hard time with their financial raises. I think we need more, and not just that we need more, and we, you know, the whole community needs a lot more than what it has been getting. Before I got this job, before I was given this job 7 years ago, as a teenager, I used to wonder why Berkeley County was so poor. And since I had this job, I start to see and kind of understand on a small aspect why it is. I don't know how money come, how that, when the money comes in, how that really works. But I think that we should do a little bit more game planning on that to better the community and the workers of this community. It's really hard to come to work every day with a smile on your face when you said earlier that you care about us, but I don't believe you. And I'm not trying to cause a problem or stir anything, but to be honest with you, I do not. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Williams, I thank you for your comments, but sir, I assure you that I care. If I didn't care, I wouldn't be trying to do what I'm trying to do to help this county. So it's not a matter of person not caring. Let me be very clear about something. When all of our department heads turned in their budget, it's the first step, right? We ask every department, what do you need to make your department whole, right? That's where the department starts. They turned that request into our county manager. To fill those requests would have cost us not a penny, not 2 cents, not 5 cents, $1 million. $1 million, just shy of $1 million, just to fill that. So where was that $1 million gonna come from? To raise taxes by 10 cents on every citizen in this county? That's what it would have taken to do that. So what we tried to do, we are actually spending $1 million more than we spent for the prior year. Well, how do we do that? By not putting the burden on you, because we went out and we applied for grants and we went out and tried to bring additional money into the county to be able to fill that gap. Sales tax went up, a lot of it, and that's where the money came from. So just understand the numbers, right? It doesn't mean that a person is not compassionate because they don't do something with money they don't have to do. But we wanted to hear from everybody, and we hear you loud and clear. We have to now go back and see how we get that, where we get that from. I hear people say raise taxes, but it wouldn't be a penny or 2 pennies or 3 pennies or 5 pennies or anything like that to do what everybody has asked for. Wouldn't do that.
See that the Tri-County Airport will be funded at the same level as in past
increase will cover increased operating expenses and match money needed for grants that we can apply for. If you can recall, it's been several years since the last increase. We have several projects in mind, but maybe the 10% match for the grant. The airport provides a great service for our area, and when potential businesses fly in and see a beautiful new terminal, it makes a great first impression. This terminal needs to stay clean, well climate controlled, and maintained. Any consideration for taking a second look at the funding would be greatly appreciated.
Okay. What about on the, any others on the? Okay, great. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, first, I'm going to give all of our county managers an opportunity to speak, to try to address, let you know that we hear you loud and clear. But Chairman, let me try to speak first. I respect every single working person who works for Bertie County. You are important. What we've tried to do, ladies and gentlemen, over the last few years, at least when I've been the commissioner here, is to try to use the funds that you give us in your tax dollars to the very best of our ability. You see when we've given increases to our sheriff's department, we documented that, when we gave it to EMS. We have been very competitive. If you look over the years, at one time, we were one of the highest paid. But when we raise ours, other counties around us raise theirs. And so it keeps going up. You know, if somebody says, here's a handful of money, which is tax dollars, and you're going to be able to spend it to affect every citizen and every issue and every concern that we have, it can only go but so far. But what I hear you saying, at least the people that are here, that you're saying that we need to do more, I recognize that. But that also comes at a price. So I hope you and all of us and all of our citizens recognize that as well. So for us to be able to do that, it means that we will need more in this hand. Don't have a machine in the back to print money. It comes from you. It comes from the citizens. It comes from, even when we ask for grants, right? We got a grant with recreation. Ms. Ferguson talked about that. That grant, Parks and Recreation gave us $500,000. You know what we had to give them in order to get that grant? Another $500,000. To get it takes money from you to be able to get that money. When there's a grant for EMS or sheriffs, a lot of times there's still a match compared to that. To take money that we could have perhaps spent someplace else, but we're trying to get more from it. Perfect example, I think one of our, and I know the fire departments and EMS are working very hard to try to do that. I think Berry Hill just got a grant the other day that they asked for. That's one of them. So my comment is just that I hear you. I hear you. And we're not going to start working. I know I'm not. To try to make sure that we do better. Of course, somebody said, you need to do better. I hear that. I'm going to try to do that. I'm trying to do my part. Ms. Robinson?
Chairman of the board. My citizens of Burton County. My maintenance man, I love you guys. I care for you. I am one of the largest taxpayers in Burton County. I'm willing for my taxes to be increased. So you guys that work hard 40 hours a week or 37.5 hours a week can get a better pay with better benefits. That's all I have to say. Because I wouldn't work for what you work for, what you're paying for. But we don't do better as a team. We're going to do better. You know, we don't make that happen. Tax raised and pull the courtroom up, you'll know why. Okay? But I don't mind raising taxes. And I'm one of the largest taxpayers. Thank you.
And again, to echo what Commissioner Robertson said, I am also. And what it boils down to, I want everybody to understand that what we're doing is not wanting to put a patch on this. We need to fix it.
Right.
Not put a patch, but fix it. That's going to cost about 6 cents, which is about $840,000 as far as taxable revenue. 6 cents to get us where we need to be. 2 years ago, I talked about this. 2 years ago, I said we needed to do this. We had recession fears. We had different things that were coming in place. We had COVID, this, that, and the other. Now's the time that we make a move, take care of our people, do what we're supposed to do. This has been my recommendations, my conversations with my fellow commissioners, and we need to move forward with this and not put a patch on it, but fix it. There's no more cutting other budgets trying to make up for something else when we know what's got to happen. There's nobody out there in private business that hasn't increased their fees. Your grocery stores increased their prices. Your gas company has increased the gas. Everything has gone down, gone up, gone down, gone up much further than anything. We have got to do this to keep our people where they need to be. And I agree 100%. $22,000, $23,000, $24,000. We got to move it up. We got to step up. It may take us two budget cycles to do this. But right now, as I've said in the past, 6 cents is what we need. $840,000 to get people where we need to have them at and get this process moving instead of having this. We know the right thing to do. I know the right thing to do. I've ran companies all over, everywhere. This is what needs to happen. And I think if it's being used for the people to provide a service, because Bertie County deserves the best, the people deserve the best service that we can pay, then we need to do it. And everybody just needs to be aware of what's going to happen. This is what we need to do, and it's going to happen.
I just wanted to say thank you, everybody, for coming out. I'm not the largest taxpayer in the county. I'm not, so there's no need for me to say that. I just want to say thank you to the EMS. Thank you to the Sheriff's Department. You don't get paid what you're worth. We can never pay you what you're worth. But I will say it is a step in the right direction to bring up the salaries of the 22s and 24,000. If you listen to the minutes, that's what we've been saying since January when Ron Robertson brought it up. So I know it's not the popular thing, but this is a step in the right direction.
Chairman, good evening, everyone. I know everybody's wondering what the preacher's going to say. Well, I've learned a lot since being on this board, and I can honestly tell you, we have examined every option possible to figure out how to please everybody. But we all know it's just no way to please everybody. It's no way. And none of us really wanted to raise taxes, especially myself and Mike. This is our first term. You know how y'all do. First term, they're already raising the tax. But to get everybody satisfied is no other way to do it. Now, we took a stand, I believe, that we were trying to make improvements without raising taxes. That kind of guided us toward the budget that we proposed. And after listening to the concerns, and I mean, you all that know me, I want everybody fed. I want everybody to be able to put gas in the car. I want everybody to be able to live comfortably. Yes, $24,000, that's tight. That's tight on anybody. And it's true, something needs to be done. And we have heard your concerns, and I think by now you understand the position that we're in. So now we have to figure out if there's a way we can do this, which we done examined the fact that we can't do this without raising taxes. And based on the input that we're getting from you all, that's what you want us to do, because you want the improvement. And then it's going to be another crowd here probably at the next meeting. but I will say, I mean, my heart goes out to the Sheriff's Department, the EMT, all of the county workers, because I want the best for all the citizens and all the employees of the county. That's why I ran for office, because I want what's best for the citizens. And I think that's, I echo everyone that's on this board. And but you see what we're facing. So let's continue to be in prayer. Sure, we have to go back. County manager, I need to say this. The state regulates our fund balance or gives us a guide. It's been brought to my attention that the percentage, county manager, can you, you know, the percentage that the state requires that we stay at? Yes,
8%. Well,
yeah, well, historically, the local government commission recommends that we have an 8% fund balance, meaning it's 8% of our general fund expenditures. However, just recently, they want us to have a fund balance comparable to counties of a similar size. Some counties our size have fund balance percentages that are 20% or 30%. So it's actually exceeded the 8% now, Commissioner.
Thank you. And I wanted you all to hear that, because there was a point that our fund balance was at 1%. Correct me if I'm wrong. 1%. The entire county was next to broke. And I have watched, you know, just since I've been here these few months, the tax has been placed on our county manager to improve our fund balance. And while he has a hard job doing so, because it's hard trying to please everybody, that's still the task that we have placed on him. And but with the concerns, we all are going to just have to reexamine ways we can make things better. And we're definitely going in the right direction. But, you know, this is a great concern for the entire county, that we just reevaluate, do the best we can do. Everybody has all the facts. We have you all's facts. You all have our facts. We just got to go from there and see what we come up with. Thank you.
Yeah. Before I turn it over to the county manager for comments and then to the last thing for commissioner report, I just want to summarize what I heard. Commissioner Trent, I think he's correct in saying that that's probably somewhere around the neighborhood of 5 or 6 cents, right? $800,000. Now that would be on top of the 3.72 cents. So we're talking about 8, almost 9 cents. Every taxpayer on $1,000 in this county. So I hope, if I hear you correctly, that that's what you're asking us to be able to do. So I would hope that if we can, whether we do that in 1 year or do over 2 years, that all of you will be here to support what we've done. Not to say, oh, I didn't know it was going to be that much out of my pocket, because that becomes every year. I just want to be clear, right, what you're asking. And we will go back and take a look and see what we can do, because we know what it costs. We just need the support of the citizen to be able to do it. We're citizens too. And there are a lot of you out there, so talk to your families. Talk to other community members. Tell them what you've heard. Tell them what it would take in order to be able to compensate our employees the way that we feel, that you and us, that they need to be compensated. Help us. Help us.
County manager? Thank you, Chairman. First thing that I will say is thank you again to all of the staff who are here or were here. I was just received a message from our sheriff that our EMS and deputies had to leave because there's an 82-year-old with dementia who has wandered into the woods, and they're out to assist in those efforts. So our prayers are with her, or him or her, and their family. But thank you all for coming out. I'm the one who employees see on a day-to-day, and I have to give knows often, and it's not because I don't care. You all are valued. However, I have to work with what I'm given to work with, and my goal is to always be fair and enforce the personnel policy, that these gentlemen have or this board has set in place. So with that being said, Chairman, steps for adoption. Next, we have a meeting at 6 o'clock on June 20th. And during that meeting, we will have a public hearing for the fire tax that has been discussed tonight. And at that meeting, of course, we will consider everything that has been presented tonight. We'll consider everything that is presented at the next June 20th meeting. So the board does have the option of approving the budget and the fire tax district at the 20th, or we could also recess that 20th meeting and reconvene if other considerations need to be made. However, we must have a balanced budget adopted by June 30th.
We have a meeting on the 7th.
With
that being said, we have the meeting on the 7th. I'd like for us to tackle this problem by the 7th,
if that's what the rest of the commissioners want to do.
Okay, yes.
Right. So what I'd like to do is to reconvene this meeting to the meeting of the 7th.
Right.
Do that? Mm-hmm. So that we can address more than what was just on that agenda for that meeting. That's the only way we have to do it, is to reconvene it, because that meeting has been called for another purpose, which is closed session. Okay? So we want to be able to do this and to talk about your concerns in open session on the record, so you know exactly what we are considering, right? Right then to do it. Not behind closed doors, not in closed session. Again, that meeting is to have to address one other issue not related to this in closed session. We will do that. We will make that an open session meeting and further discuss how we can do it.
That meeting on the 7th is set at 1 p.m. I think we need to bump back to maybe 10 a.m. Okay, if we can. Does that work?
That's why we said we'll keep it
long. Okay, we'll just say it. We'll just stay. Okay. No problem.
Mm-hmm. But we can extend.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we do on the committee have commissioner. And just quickly, any commissioner have any issues things that they'd like to report? Commissioner Ballant? Commissioner White?
Nope.
No.
I have one piece. Last Friday, ladies and gentlemen, we signed a contract to build Bertie County's first working class housing complex for teachers, state, local, county employees. $4.5 million. We raised the money, took us 4 years to do it, most of it outside your tax dollars. Golden Leaf, State Employees Credit Union, Department of Public Instruction, several other funding partners. So you're gonna see something that folks have been asking for forever, a place for people to live, right? If we don't grow housing in this community, we will continue to lose our best and brightest. That is a key function that we've got to focus. That's what should be one of our top priorities. Way we get more tax dollars is we bring people into this county. We bring businesses into this county. So that takes the tax burden off all of us, right? So in order to do that, we need housing. So we're making a start. And after this, and I think you're going to see another step that won't take tax dollars in order to do the same thing even larger. Okay, so we're working on a lot of fronts, trying to do all the things that do what? Improve the quality of life for all of us and our families. Okay. So that's it. Attorney, any comments? Okay, great. Ladies and gentlemen, the meeting is now adjourned until recess until the 7th at 1 o'clock. Thank you. Ha ha ha.